Sinkholes are the fear of nearly every homeowner in Florida. In the wake of last month's sinkhole in Pasco County, we will take a look at how homeowners can best prepare for this type of disaster this evening on Florida Matters. In this preview, WUSF's Robin Sussingham talks insurance with FSU insurance expert Dr. Chuck Nice and Pasco County's Administrator for Public Safety, Kevin Guthrie.
Insurance companies in the state of Florida today, they have to offer as optional coverage, sinkhole coverage. In 2011, they changed the definition of structural damage. It's not just a visible crack anymore. So they gave very specific definitions of what structural damage is. In addition, they've required now when you have sinkhole coverage that the money you collect from the insurance company must be used to repair the property, which was not the case previously. In fact, about 60% of the people that collected from their insurance company never did any repairs to their property. And the last thing is, only the principal building has to be covered. So no detached garages, no pools, no screened-in porches. So there's the law, and then there's the practical application of it. Citizens is, for a lot of areas in Sinkhole Alley, Citizens is the only game in town. They sell the optional sinkhole coverage, and it is available, but it's expensive. You're probably going to spend anywhere from $1,000 to $2,500 per year for sinkhole coverage, in addition to what you're paying for your typical homeowner's policy.
Kevin had a comment on that amount.
Yeah, I actually tried to get sinkhole coverage on my home that I'm buying right now, and I live in Land O'Lakes to the north of where this happened, by about 6-7 miles. And for the home that I'm buying, they were quoting me somewhere around the neighborhood of $8,000 for sinkhole coverage.
Was that Citizens or was that a private company?
I'm not exactly sure if it was a private company or Citizens, but when I went through my insurance agent to get that, she says, you can't afford it. And I said, I still want it because I'm that guy on TV that is at the sinkhole. She got a quote for me, and it was just over $8,000.
So, you know, private insurance companies are required to offer optional coverage. So what they've done is they price it very high, and essentially it makes it unaffordable. Now, the good news is the number of claims have gone down drastically, but part of the reason is people are not buying the sinkhole coverage. So when it's not a catastrophic ground cover collapse, the house isn't completely destroyed, it's not unlivable, you don't have coverage from your standard homeowner's policy. So, you know, a lot of people are, what we call it, going naked. The same thing with, like, flood coverage. Very few people buy flood insurance coverage. If you go to California, very few people buy earthquake coverage. They're going naked with the hopes that if it's a major event that the government's going to bail them out. The difference between an earthquake and sinkholes is sinkholes are very localized. The government's not going to step in and bail out one homeowner at a time with a sinkhole, where California is banking on the fact the federal government's not going to let millions of Californians have their houses destroyed and be, you know, homeless.
I think a very interesting statistic that all Floridians need to know is when FEMA steps in, number one, the state of Florida has to spend $29.6 million on that disaster before they can even approach the president for a federal declaration. In Pasco County, I had to spend $1.6 million of that 29.6. But the average FEMA payout for a homeowner in the state of Florida, should they meet qualifications, and there's a lot of them, is $6,000.
It could get your roof fixed in case of a hurricane, maybe, but for sinkhole damage, it doesn't sound like anything.
Absolutely. And the fact of the matter is, on a sinkhole, the likelihood that that localized disaster is going to apply for federal assistance is zero.
You can hear our full discussion on sinkholes on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30.